Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita police investigating a shooting. We have the story.
Coronavirus cases are spiking across the U.S. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Protesters gathered outside Mayor Brandon Whipple's home on Saturday. Find out what they were protesting coming up.
The Kansas Highway Patrol needs help from the public to identify a no-contact hit-and-run suspect. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. With a warm and humid start to the morning, we could see a few isolated thunderstorms today. Our complete forecast in just a few minutes.
A shooting this morning in East Wichita. Around 12:40 a.m., police were called to Grove Street below Kellogg. Two males were hospitalized in critical condition. Police Sergeant Josh Hutchins on the scene.
We have a scene up on Kellogg, and we have a scene underneath here, underneath Kellogg on Grove, and we're just at this point in the early stages investigating to verify whether or not they're related.
Police diverted traffic on Kellogg where they found shell casings. No suspect information was immediately available.
COVID-19 cases continuing to rise in a majority of U.S. states, but just how serious is the situation?
Dr. Anthony Fauci has said if Americans aren't careful, virus cases could reach 100,000 per day. The director of the Harvard Global Health Institute, Dr. Anish Jha, on Fox News Sunday, reacted to that assessment.
We were at about 40,000 per day. We're in the 50s now and heading in the wrong direction. So are we going to get to 100,000? It depends on us.
Dr. Jha says while the virus isn't getting any less lethal, it doesn't appear to be more lethal either. Still, he says Americans must do their part to slow the spread. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Protesters opposing a city ordinance requiring that masks be worn in public to prevent the spread of the coronavirus gathered outside Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple's home.
The Wichita City Council voted Friday to require masks in public. The ordinance requires people to wear masks where 6-foot social distancing is not possible. The roughly 8 protesters Saturday didn't wear masks and didn't meet the 6-foot social distancing guideline, which means they could have been fined $25. A nearby officer said police are choosing education over enforcement for now. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Kansas Highway Patrol is looking for a silver pickup truck that injured a motorcyclist and his passenger over the 4th of July weekend.
Officers say the silver pickup exited northbound I-135 to the Kellogg ramp around 2:35 p.m. Saturday when, for an unknown reason, the driver slammed on the brakes, causing a 57-year-old driver of a motorcycle and his teenage passenger to make an evasive maneuver, causing them to lay over the motorcycle. Both occupants on the motorcycle were ejected, and the motorcycle came to rest on the outside of the shoulder. Both the driver and passenger on the motorcycle sustained minor injuries. If you are a witness to the accident, the Kansas Highway Patrol is asking you to contact them at 316-744-0451. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Gun violence in major cities across the U.S. is skyrocketing. Fox's Garrett Tenney has more.
4th of July weekend is historically a busy one for police in Chicago, but after several violent weeks, city officials were hoping to avoid a repeat of that by deploying 1,200 additional officers for the holiday weekend. Despite those efforts, though, so far, 67 people have been shot and 13 have been killed since Friday. One of those, a 14-year-old boy who was celebrating with neighbors in the street when several men opened fire on the crowd, shooting 8 people, 4 of whom were killed. A few hours earlier, a 7-year-old girl was shot in the head while playing on the sidewalk outside her grandmother's house during a 4th of July party by 3 men who got out of a car and started shooting indiscriminately. So far, no arrests have been made.
In New York City last Thursday, 13 people were shot, 1 person killed, all within 9 hours. Shooting incidents are up overall in New York City, with 540 shootings reported this year compared to 365 last year, according to a local ABC affiliate station.
Authorities are investigating after a 13-year-old was killed and 5 others injured early Sunday when a utility terrain vehicle ran off a rural roadway and crashed in northeast Kansas. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office says its office is investigating the crash, which occurred about 2 a.m. near Netawaka. The initial investigation showed the driver had been running the UTV alongside another UTV when the driver lost control and overturned, ejecting a 13-year-old front seat passenger. The child was pronounced dead at the scene. The child's name has not been released. 5 others were taken to hospitals. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
There's a Major League Baseball team that is thinking about changing its name. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Will a U.S. Supreme Court justice retire this year? That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Monday morning, July 6th. Former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach tells KNSS News there are constitutional challenges with the face mask ordinance in Kansas.
So, yeah, I think there are multiple constitutional challenges. Also, Kelly's statewide order is a problem on a statutory basis. You are very familiar, I assume, with what the legislature passed in the first week of June. She goes way beyond that. And so I think there's likely to be a challenge, and I think she'll eventually lose.
Chris Kobach, a guest on the John Whitmer Show, Sunday night at 7 on KNSS.
Will a U.S. Supreme Court justice retire this year? More from Fox's David Spunt.
It's not often that a justice would retire with just a few months left until a presidential election. However, it's always possible. Justices, as you know, they're appointed for life. They can step down whenever they want during the term. Typically, when they do step down, Eric, it's normally right at the end of the term before they head in for their summer recess. Of course, we'll be watching, but court watchers say they don't expect any retirements this year.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments in 8 cases before its term ends, including 2 Electoral College disputes and a case concerning a federal ban on robocalls.
The prospect of a COVID-19 vaccine still appears to be a long way off, but a top administration official says other approaches to fighting coronavirus are being assessed.
Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn says it is still important for people to wear masks and keep their distance. On ABC's This Week, he added, while the effectiveness of drugs like remdesivir is being evaluated, so is the use of convalescent plasma.
That's where you take the plasma from someone who's recovered and give that natural immunity to someone who is currently sick. We're looking at whether that's effective or not. It appears to be safe.
Hahn says he can't predict when a vaccine will be available, but he says the science leading to one is being followed. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday morning.
This morning out there in traffic, we've got some new road construction or a road construction project with a new closure out there. This is the East Kellogg Project, and they're going to shut down Zelta Street there at Kellogg starting today and continuing for about 2 months, just doing some reconstruction there. Eastbound drivers on the South Frontage Road between Greenwich and Zelta are going to have to do a U-turn under East Kellogg. Southbound drivers on Zelta will only be allowed a right turn at East Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Well, we survived the 4th. The back at work this week for many people after a 3-day weekend. What's the weather going to be like? Let's check in now. KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Good morning, Steve. I hope you enjoyed your holiday weekend as well as everybody else out there kind of listening to us.
I had a great time. Great holiday weekend. A lot of fun things. Got to relax a little bit and be with the family and eat stuff and watch the fireworks. Yeah, great weekend.
And yeah, pretty much same here.
Yeah, ready to get back to work today. Let's go.
Yeah, it looks like things are going to be pretty quiet as we kickstart the new work week. And, of course, the first full week of July out there. Mother Nature not really giving us too much of a bumpy start as we get back into that work week routine. So we've got partly cloudy skies today. Out there right now, a nice mix of clouds and sun. 10% chance of a shower or storm. This is going to arrive during the afternoon hours. And it looks like it's going to be slim. It's going to be hit or miss. Also not expecting anything severe. But what's going to happen is in the heat of the afternoon, once we warm up to a high of 91, we may see one or two storms kind of bubble up due to some of that daytime heating. Once we get into the evening hours, though, it looks like things will kind of calm back down. Anything that pops up should fizzle right back out, especially by sundown, dropping down to a low of 71. Going to make for another seasonable start to our day tomorrow with plenty of sunshine for your Tuesday. Noticing an uptick in our temperatures, though, 94 degrees for a high. And then once we get into the middle of the work week, even more noticeable, 97 by Wednesday. Continuing to stay pretty dry out there until we get into Thursday. Front to the north moves in our direction, may spark a slightly better chance for a few storms out there. But either way, after Thursday, it looks like we're going to dry right back out and then turning even hotter. 101 by Saturday, 97 Sunday, and then continuing that hot trend all the way into next Monday. So the main weather headline for the days ahead, stay cool, stay hydrated, stay safe out there. Now we're at 76 degrees, southeast winds light at 3 miles an hour, dew point of 69. So just a warm, humid start to the day.
Got out, was it Thursday afternoon? Yeah, I got out Thursday afternoon to mow, or was it Friday? I don't know which one it was, but I got out to mow in the morning, and about halfway through, it rained on me. I had to stop for a little bit, but only about 10 minutes, and I started again and got it all done before more rain came. But not a lot of rain over the weekend, kind of hit, like you were saying, spotty, kind of hitting there, here and there, hit and miss, right?
Actually had some of that earlier this morning. There were a few overnight showers and storms, but those have since fizzled out. So any heavy sleepers out there, you probably didn't hear anything, even though there were a few random rumbles.
Well, Jad and I were running around in and out of the place here earlier this morning, and there was some very light sprinkling going on. I mean, it was light. Yeah. That was about it. Not much there. All right. Thank you, sir. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. 7:13 now, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It's a 4th of July tradition. A little COVID fallout didn't stop hot dog eating champ Joey Chestnut from breaking his own record this year, despite the fact there was no crowd. JCE took top honors again Saturday at the annual July 4th Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest, which saw him down 75 dogs in 10 minutes, beating his own previous benchmark of 74 from last year. Hey, he won by one hot dog. It's his 13th title. During the festivities, he also hit another food vacuum milestone, his 1,000th career dog. Wow. Steady diet of hot dogs for Joey Chestnut. Does he win any money or anything with that, or just bragging rights to be the hot dog champ?
There's a little bit of money in competitive eating.
Not much.
Not Major League Baseball money, but.
Nathan's Hot Dogs, that's a brand. I mean.
Sure it is.
Every time we mention it, they sell a few dozen hot dogs, I'm sure. 7:14, Steve and Ted. Just talking about this 4th of July weekend. Oh, by the way, just a quick birthday note here for somebody who I've known for a long, long time. And she had her birthday yesterday, as I understand it. Joyce Indermill Huntsberger had her birthday yesterday. Joyce was on the air with us, I don't know, a few months ago. We had our, last year, I don't know. We had our school's 50-year reunion. And she was here with a couple of the other former cheerleaders from our high school. So she was on the air with us one time. And her husband, Gary, was a battalion fire chief, a big Steve and Ted listener. And Joyce is with the organizing power behind our every 5-year reunions that are for our class, for our school. They are the benchmark. They are the gold standard of reunions. Bragging, aren't I?
Nice.
No, we do a pretty good job. We have a great fun. Anyway, Joyce, happy birthday to you. She's going to have it was yesterday, and I didn't send her any flowers or a card or anything, but then I never have in the 50 years that I've known her. Why change, right, Ted? So you went to the drive-in. You were talking about going to the drive-in. And then Saturday, we were watching fireworks out on the west side with my family, and you know, I'm sitting there in this driveway, and I look over to the right, and all of a sudden, the moon. I see the moon, and it's covered halfway or three-quarters up by a cloud. Mm-hmm. But the moon's coming up. I said, isn't that a full moon? And as it came up behind that cloud, there were fireworks. I guess they were over at Rolling Hills or someplace. Oh, big fireworks. And they were going off in front of the moon with this cloud.
That's pretty cool.
And then the full moon came out, and the fireworks were blasting off in front of it. And I said, yeah, that was. Sat there and watched that for about 15
nifty.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Full moon just kind of adding its luster to the 4th of July celebration. So we celebrate our independence here over the weekend. Did you have any good chow, Ted? Any good food? No?
Yes. I did go to the creamery up in Kichai, Elder Sly.
Oh, okay.
Never been. Had a nice breakfast there and some
never been there.
Some goat cheese gelato and got some cheese. Took home with me. I enjoyed that.
So it was good, huh? All right.
That was probably my culinary highlight of the weekend.
Yeah, we had a lot of people, I think, cooked out. We didn't go to a restaurant this weekend. Shelly and I usually try to get out to one, but you know, with the virus going on and everything, some of these restaurants are struggling a little bit, but we did notice again last night that somebody who's not, you know, the virus has not hurt the Popeye's chicken's places.
Nope.
The one out on Central and West Street out that way,
mm-hmm.
went by there last night, and we chickened out. Since you couldn't get into the place off of West Central,
because
there was about 7 bazillion cars, Popeye's, you know, if I had any stock in that company, they'd be doing good right now. Popeye's doing well, and the drive-ups, a lot of them are doing. We were celebrating, what, over the weekend, the 90th birthday of 90 years
ago?
Yeah,
New Way.
New Way, yeah.
Celebrating its 90th birthday just here in Kansas.
Yeah, it's just a place on West Wichita, West Douglas, the original.
Yeah, that building's been around the whole 90 years.
Sure has, and generations of people have gone in there. I've known it since I discovered it way back when I was a kid, and everybody else that I know goes to New Way. They love it. 90 years.
I'm hungry for one right now.
Man.
I could nice. Down one right now.
Maybe have a nice New
Way. Frosty mug of root beer.
You got to have the root beer. That's true.
Oh, my gosh.
7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it is sports time with Ted Woodward here on this Monday morning. Ted?
Yeah, the Washington Redskins in football are considering a name change and a Major League Baseball franchise considering that as well.
The Cleveland Indians announced in a statement late Friday they are determining the best path forward for the team's name. In a statement, the organization said, "We are committed to making a positive impact on our..."
Well, we'll get back to that, but the Indians are considering a name change, but the Atlanta Braves are not, apparently. So,
well, Braves could be neutral.
Could be what?
Well, they're brave people.
Okay. If you want to go with that, go with that.
But they're not considering it all, though, huh?
Yeah. Native American.
Well, that's
based,
true. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And, of course, we're trying to get back to the NBA and back to baseball this month. And some players say they don't want to do that. They'd rather sit this one out while the COVID-19 still exists, including one of the biggest names in baseball,
really?
Mike Trout, whose wife is expecting their first child. And
whoa.
He's like, I don't know if I want to do this. And that would be a big deal. Here's Myron Medcalf, ESPN Radio, over on Sports Radio KFH.
That is LeBron James coming out and saying, you know what, guys, I don't know if we should go to the bubble. That to me is Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady or Drew Brees stepping up and saying, should we really be having an NFL season this year? It's remarkable to me just the weight that this carries. Because to me, if Mike Trout isn't sure if he's going to play, then I think everybody else in Major League Baseball has to be thinking the same way. Because if Mike Trout pulls out, I think you would see a bunch of players in the coming weeks who would do the same thing.
Yep. Probably so.
Yeah. And, of course, the NBA they're going to a bubble in Orlando to get their season restarted. And even getting all the players to Orlando healthy in the first place is a big deal and an undertaking. Here's Malika Andrews, ESPN NBA reporter.
That memo essentially detailed what teams would go through to get players into Orlando that won't be able to fly with the team on the charter on their scheduled date. So why, for instance, in this memo, it says that a player wouldn't be able to make that trip is starting tomorrow for teams that are traveling on the 7th or 2 days before any team is scheduled to depart. If a player missed any coronavirus tests between those 2 days, they would not be able to make that trip. Or if they had some other extenuating circumstances, circumstance that the league already knows about and was excused, then they would be able to go into this protocol. And what that protocol dictates is they have three options in order to travel to Orlando. They could travel commercially, they could travel in a private plane, or they could drive. If they travel in a private plane or by car, both which would be on their own dime, they would have to clear two negative tests upon arriving before continuing into basketball activities.
And this is just even getting to Orlando, much less any competition going on.
Yeah.
Lots going into this.
The guys who have the stake in it, the ball players, if they start bailing, it's gone. It's gone.
Well,
for a year.
We
hope it'll come back next year.
We certainly could reach that point.
Yeah.
But they're kind of getting to a critical mass on a lot of that stuff. NASCAR did race yesterday at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Kevin Harvick the winner. Kansas native Clint Bowyer finishing in 16th place, his 12th top 20 finish of the season. Bowyer is in 13th place in the overall NASCAR standings. NASCAR is scheduled to stop at the Kansas Speedway in 2.5 weeks. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
It's 7:21 now. We're going to be talking with Mayor Whipple here, Mondays with the Mayor with Steve and Ted, in about 10 minutes from right now. So keep it here for that. Rush Limbaugh's morning update coming up. A positive prediction on the economy from a surprising source. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.